Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Hello again, thank you for joining another edition of Sunday Sounds with me, Luke.
And myself here, Scott Brady, over here.
How you doing?
We don't normally use the second names, do we?
Well, sometimes.
Maybe we could beep that out.
You could make it up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I did. I made it up. It's not really me.
There you go.
Or them.
You'd never know. Do you remember when you made up your middle name? You told me your middle name was Sydney.
Yeah, Carl still believes that.
Maybe it's true then.
I don't know why.
Anyway, thanks for joining us. This is the soundtrack to your life, as you said. That wasn't a Spice Girls thing, was it?
That's Spice
Up
Your
Life. Oh, Spice Up Your Life, right.
Oh, Mama. No, that is Spice Up Your Life, yeah.
Anyway, how are you feeling after tram lines? Are you all recovered?
Yes, I hit it quite hard as well. Mm. Went out Thursday night, Frog and Parrot.
Oh, God, yeah.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, just hard foot to the floor.
I don't know how you did 4 days. I didn't come to the Frog and Parrot gigs. I've been away in London and got back and I was knackered. But yeah, it was a good weekend, good weather.
Absolutely.
Held up, didn't it?
Yeah, you could sit on the grass.
Yeah, well, in fact, I was around the park earlier. They'd just about taken all the stages and the fences down, so the park is back to normal pretty much.
That's how it should be as well.
Yeah. Do you know, it's amazing though, because a few years ago you couldn't walk around the park, or you couldn't walk on the grass anyway for about 6 months, whereas now it's dry as a bone. Mm. It'd have to rain for a full week solid to be anything like it was that last year when it was flooded. Yeah,
so I wonder what it'd be like if it snows
in July.
Well,
not much chance of that, is there?
Well, you never know. Mm. Well, I do know, really. It won't do, will it? But yeah, it'd be a different experience again, wouldn't it?
It would. Yeah, and you got to meet long-time friend of the show, Mr. Wayne.
Sort of. Yeah, we're just walking past his establishment.
The
beer house.
Yeah, that's not his establishment, but you will find him in there. Yeah.
Walking past, and then Sean were banging on the windows. We're walking past, even though we needed to get in, and I was like, he goes, come and meet Wayne. I go, I don't want to see him. Don't let me look at him. I diverted my attention, my eyes down, but then he came and shook me hand, and I'm like, I'm going to have to turn my head. It's rude not to do it now.
Well, it was weird that, because both Sean and Wayne text saying, Scott, Wayne didn't say Wayne's met Scott. He doesn't speak about himself in the third person. That'd be mental. He said, I've met Scott.
Scott knew that.
Yeah. Yeah, but Sean went, oh, yeah, Wayne's met Scott. I was like, yeah, I don't know why it's become such a thing, but it has. So, yeah.
But anyway, at least we've got that one done now.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
well,
more.
He texts me saying, you know, looking forward to the next show, and he's sent through a couple of recommendations. But yeah, hello, Wayne.
The next stage is to go and have a pint in his establishment now, I think.
Yeah.
Well,
we could do.
Well, we've got to be doing this.
Yeah, anyway, I'll do this, yeah. Who is your highlight of the weekend? I already know the answer, but tell the listener.
It's got to be Wolf Alice.
Obviously.
Yeah, it was a close one. There was a few.
All right.
Nasser Parker Thursday night was definitely one of their top three.
Yeah, we got them lined up for
a week
or a couple of weeks' time, can't remember. So, yeah.
I was really surprised by how good they were.
Isn't that your wife's school friend's...
doctor's...
partner.
Vet.
Yeah.
The doctors have vets. Of course, they do if they've got animals. Anyway, that's irrelevant. No, it's Reese. Yeah, the guitarist. I didn't realise how good he was. They're all fantastic.
Yeah, very good.
Ticked all my boxes.
Marvellous.
And some others.
Well, I actually got to see West Side Cowboy on Friday afternoon with Wayne. Well, I say with Wayne. I managed to keep inching towards the front, and I was within touching distance of him. But yeah, he handcuffed himself to the barrier about half an hour before. But they were very good. Great start to the weekend, West Side Cowboy. But yeah, some great... I managed to see a little bit of M60. Saw them doing Southpaw on the Open Arms. I saw the Royston Club, who we didn't have in the playlist, but they were great on Sunday night. Quayside were also very good.
Yes, I've missed all these. It was difficult because we got two children for a lot of it. So it was harder to... I thought I'd be able to get out and do more, but it's hard. You can't just leave your other half looking after children. It's bad enough two adults looking after two children, but one is virtually impossible.
Well, music from this week.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
We've got a couple of bands that have either played Tramlines before or played Tramlines this year that we didn't manage to squeeze in. So we've got the Gnomes all the way. We've got quite a few Australian bands that we've played or will be playing. The Gnomes with Music Man. That was your pick.
Yeah. If you don't like that one, Wayne, I won't be coming in for a pint. Well, I will.
Just not with you, yeah. Fever Dream Kills, we've got their newest single. Yard Act, they were one that played the Leadmill stage a few years ago at Tramlines. We've got their new one. That was actually sent in by Wayne, so thank you for that, Wayne. Split Dogs, not Spilt Dogs, as I've been tempted to say. Bleach 9-3, they played Tramlines at the weekend, but we didn't get them on. The Kairos, and up first, Tom A. Smith. This is his new one from his latest EP.
All right. I lock myself in the bathroom, and I lie upon the cold, cold floor. It feels quite liberating after I've been bouncing all around the walls with the hot water running. I let the mirror steam up, and I draw a little face on it just to cheer me up. And I hear you saying, put on a record, let me dance, 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 Tommy. Put on a record, let me dance, 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 Tommy. Alright, not being funny, but I really don't feel like it, honey. Put on a record, let me dance, 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 Tommy. Alright, well, I guess this is me forever now.
Tommy Smith, Put on a Record, Tommy. Such a catchy song. I've been listening to this playlist all week, and that is a real grower. I mean, it's catchy anyway, but I really, really like that.
It's got a strong 80s vibe to it, I think.
A little bit.
With the synth. Pop music.
Yeah,
pop,
with the synth. Yeah, very good. Very good. And he's been doing all sorts. He's
cleaned his windows, washed his car.
Well, I meant in the world of music, really.
Got you.
But he began performing when he was 8, believe it or not.
He could have been in Radio Addicts.
He could have, yeah. Well remembered.
I know, yeah. I thought as soon as I needed that, I thought, I'm not going to get this. Oh, it came to me.
Yeah, but he started playing open mics around that age in the Northeast with the likes of Sam Fender. Played Glastonbury before he was even at secondary school. So he's going to be big. I mean, he's already pretty big, but he's going to be big. But he did, he's been on BBC Radio 1. He did the big weekend.
Blimey.
Recently.
So. I wasn't aware of any of that.
Yeah, and he's playing Halifax Peace Hall. Excellent venue.
So. Never been.
Have you never been?
Never been.
No. Well, I've been, but not to your gig.
No.
Yeah, yeah. So no. It's a great venue.
Neither.
Yeah. Never been to Halifax at all?
I have been to Halifax.
Just not the Peace Hall.
But not the Peace Hall.
I'm glad we cleared that up. Yeah, so he's playing the Peace Hall supporting the K's on August 8th, so a few weeks away. And he's doing Rock and Roll Circus, but not the Sheffield one. He's doing it in Norwich. Oh. Along with the Coops, the Vaccines and the Fratellis. And then he's got the Tenement Trail in Glasgow in October. So.
And in September he's playing the Gathering Sounds Festival that my friend Carl is about 10 minutes ago just asked me if I fancy going to.
Yeah, do you think he thought that was Stockport rather than Stockton-on-Tees, which is up near Middlesbrough?
I know he'll be thinking, listening to this. Mm. But also, M60 are playing that same gig.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were good M60 when I saw them, yeah. But yeah, I really like that that track from Tom A. Smith. And it was actually one of his songs. It might have been that one, I can't remember. It was retweeted by no other than Aaron Starkey of Slow Readers Club fame.
Give over.
I'm telling you, yeah.
Honestly, just give over.
Can't get this out of my head. And I thought, well, if he likes it, it's definitely worth a listen. Yeah, enjoyed that very much.
Marvellous.
Right, it's that time, Scott.
Well, I don't think you know what time it actually is.
Oh, you're changing it again.
I've just changed it just for this week, just to try something different.
Well, you tell me what it is then.
Well, it is a guess the thing, but it's not the year anymore.
Oh, right.
Well, this week.
God, we're going to have complaints coming in
droves.
I don't
think we will. I think this is going to bring in a wider range of audience, this.
So what? I don't know what it is then. What is it?
Well, I tried to get a jingle, and I've been spending about an hour on AI trying to get a jingle for it, and I cannot do it.
I'll just play the regular one.
Yeah. But, well, sort of. But anyway, this is called Guess the Dog. See, it's the same sort of thing. You get four clues, but you've got to guess what breed
guess
of dog,
the dog
it is. Yeah.
Why are we doing that?
Just for something different, to see how it goes.
All right.
I've heard there's lots of dog breeders that have been keen for this type of thing, so.
It's funny, actually. It's quite topical, because one of my friends was dog sitting last week, and I said, what dog is it? And he went, it's a thoroughbred mongrel.
Right.
I know. Just a mongrel, basically. It was a nice dog.
We're having a bit of a laugh. Was that a bit of a laugh? Is that a joke?
Well, you must have been.
Yeah, fair enough.
I said, is that not an oxymoron?
I'm going to say, don't call me a...
It's like a genuine fake, anyway.
Right.
Right, go on.
Okay,
then.
No, it's not as bad as what you think.
No,
right.
I think
clue
it will be.
One.
Go on then. Right.
Clue one. This breed was originally developed in Scotland to retrieve game from water. What do you think?
I think this is stupid.
It's not stupid. Well, it will be a bit stupid.
To hunt it's game?
From water.
Game from water.
So I guess once after they've been shot, they'd say, dog.
Oh, so if you shoot a pheasant and it falls in the water.
Yeah, I think that must be what it means. But that's clue one of the brand new feature, the world-renowned feature, Guess the Dog.
I met Owen, who works with Carlton at RGM Info.
Oh,
he gave
me
his card, actually. Rather than saying he took my number, he gave me a card. He must have had some free credit on Vistaprint or whatever. When he was describing the show to Owen, he said it's Alan Partridge meets, and then I don't think he had anything else to put on it. But it's like when Alan Partridge would just go, yeah, new regular feature of the show, and it'd be something ridiculous like Guess the Dog. So, yeah.
Anyway, right.
Do you have another song?
Go on then, we'll have another song.
I've got no idea, by the way. No idea on that. I'm going to need the other three clues more than likely.
Well, they're good clues.
Couldn't you have done Guess the Cat? I wouldn't have been any good at that either, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right, okay. Let's have Punchline Fist Fight. This is from The Kairos.
So I'm telling you.
The Kairos, Punchline Fist Fight. Great guitar riff in that one. Again, very catchy. Bit heavier, but yes. I like it.
We've got a look at the Split Dogs are a bit heavier as well. Maybe we're just edging, leaning towards that way.
Yeah, I've tried to balance the playlist up a little bit, so it's a bit of a mixed bag, but yeah. Old indie rock band from Liverpool, formed in 2017, so they've been going a while. And then they're also doing the Rock and Roll Circus alongside the Kooks, the Vaccines, the Fratellis, and of course, Tom A. Smith.
Oh.
They're doing the Sheffield one as well, so they're doing Norwich and Sheffield. So unlike Tom A. Smith, they're actually coming to Sheffield the following week. Or is it the same week? No, it must be the following week, surely. It's over 2 weekends, isn't it? Yeah.
Is it? I think it's normally a rock and roll. It's like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I think.
Yeah, I know, but the Norwich one, I think, is the preceding weekend.
Oh, I see,
yeah.
I see. I'm with
so
you.
The Sheffield one is Bank Holiday weekend. I went to get my hair cut earlier in the week, and the Rock and Roll Circus, you know, like you normally get like a flyer or something, but they'd done like a newspaper, like a free newspaper, so you could read about articles about what was going on at each one, which bands were playing and all that. Really, really cool.
Very good.
I don't know how they distributed them, but yeah.
That was the first time I saw one of those self-serve booze machines, where you like a vending machine that serves pints at Rock and Roll Circus. Right.
So is it one of them where it fills up from the bottom?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
You just put in which lager you want, put your cup under, and then it just pumps it out.
You have to pay first.
You have to pay. Yeah. That'd be a dream, wouldn't it, if you didn't? But there were a guy watching, I suppose, to stop children or...
I don't know. Much quicker, I suppose, getting served.
Yeah, in a fashion. When I first went, I got the sort of video in it, and he goes, "Is it your first time?" I go, "Yeah," because everyone videos it first time. And I put my phone down in shame.
Quite right, too.
Yeah. But I thought we got my pint.
Yeah. They're also playing Manchester venues for Neighbourhood Festival October the 17th. Did you go to that last year?
No, that's the one...
Oh, no, Faith and Sean went. That's where they saw Quayside.
Right.
Oh, no, that was Neighbourhood Weekender. I'm getting them mixed up.
And which one?
I'm sure you've been to Neighbourhood Festival before. Is that not where you dropped the phone in the portaloo and you had to fish?
No, that was Macfest.
Oh, that one. Oh, yeah, that one.
I did have tickets for... Claire went through a phase of buying me gig tickets and they all got cancelled, like three on a bounce. And one of them with the Neighbourhood Weekend. Something happened.
COVID, maybe?
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah.
So she's just given up buying them now.
Fair enough. Well, that's what they've got coming up before kind of the back end of the year. And then they're supporting the Snuts on their UK tour and they're going all over the place. Lots of dates in Scotland. They are coming to Sheffield November the 26th at Octagon Centre, where you saw Blur that time. And the date's right through to December the 10th. So plenty of opportunity to go and see them. And if you like the Snuts, who are also pretty good, then that's a pretty good lineup, really.
Very good. It feels it's... only about 6 months, 12 months ago, a year, I'll call it. I felt the music scene was quite a bit meh, but now I'm definitely seeing lots of interesting things coming. This definitely feels a lot stronger and more promising, and that's a fantastic thing.
Yeah, and whilst I was obviously sad to see the lead mill shut, it doesn't seem to have... It's kind of opened things up a little bit for the indie scene, I think, because we've got gigs happening at the Foundry, we've got gigs at the Octagon again, which we didn't have for a long time. Crux Club are doing a lot as well, not necessarily indie, but just music in general. So it feels pretty good.
Neil Hargreaves was trying to get the Lava Lounge in Hillsborough going again.
It's Danny's Booze.
Is it?
It used to be the Java Lounge.
Java Lounge, on the corner. Lava.
Yeah. Lava Lounge used to be on West Street.
Oh, well, there you go.
I think that's what Molly Malone's is now, you know.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that was the Lava Lounge, a bit weird. But yeah, the Java Lounge was a coffee shop, but we've got loads of independent coffee shops in Sheffield, in Hillsborough specifically, so yeah. Yeah. But yeah, that was good. I can't remember who I saw there, but he did put a few gigs. Well,
I've never...
It was Bull that used to put the gigs on.
It was before I moved up to the area, probably.
Maybe. Yeah, well, it was better then, you're right. Yeah. right, should we move back into the realms of ridiculousness then?
If you don't mind, yeah.
Go on then.
Right, okay.
Guess the dog.
Woof woof. I wish we got a jingle. Anyway, clue one was this breed was originally developed in Scotland to retrieve game from water.
Yeah.
Clue two, or clue B if you want to go in alphabetical order. It's one of the UK's most popular family dogs because it's intelligent and easy to train.
UK's most popular breeds.
It's one of the UK's most popular family dogs because it's intelligent. That's what the clue said anyway.
In brackets, one of.
Intelligent, easy to train.
I can see this being somewhat daft where I say, oh, it's a spaniel, and you go, oh, well, that's not the full answer, so you can't have it. It's going to be one of them, innit?
I don't use that voice. That didn't sound anything like me at all.
All right.
I was at work this week, and the manager, who I've not told anything about this podcast to, stumbled across as he just flicking
no
through.
Way.
He was flicking through local podcasts.
Really?
And he saw my photo on the Sunday Sounds. So then the forklift driver, big fat Maz, he messaged me saying, I didn't know you were a vlogger or whatever he said. And we're like, what's he on about? I go, how on earth did you find that?
Big fat thick Maz.
Yeah, really big fat. Yeah, yeah. He's actually called Mario, but he just, I only found that out. But anyway, I was like, I didn't tell anyone at work yet, just yet. I wasn't ready to.
Well, yeah, do you remember when it was your surprise secret birthday? And I was speaking to Brenda Brady, long time friend of the show.
One time.
Also your ma.
Yeah.
Saying, oh, have you listened to the show? And she went, oh, I didn't know you were doing it. I'm like, Scott's not told anybody. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter if they're stumbling across us anyway.
Well, yeah. Mm. They just surprised me.
So Wayne sent me that the other day. I'm not going to read it out. It's a bit much, isn't it, that?
I could suggest.
Well, that's just, the first line.
Right, yeah.
He's basically saying, I'm looking forward to the next show.
I thought I was reading it carefully because I thought you'd got foul language in.
No, just super fanage.
Good
fanage.
Old Wayne.
Yeah.
what did he have before? What venue did he look after? Or was it his first venture into alcohol servings?
That's not Wayne's pub.
I thought you said it was Wayne's pub.
Well, he goes in there a lot.
Oh, right. I think he said he wanted us to do a thing there and I presumed it were his.
He does. I don't think we've got permission to do it. Yeah. But he wants us to do a podcast from the beer house. I'm like,
it's not even his.
No, it's not.
Oh, right.
No. But I'm sure if he said we're going to do it, then the Casey, who works behind the bar, I don't know if she owns it or runs it or whatever, he'd say, yeah, all right. Yeah.
Oh, that's. I wonder
that's
why
properly
I felt
thrown
like
that. You that.
It's a weird thing to presume, though, isn't it? That someone
no, I think
owns
it's legitimate because he's saying, yeah, we'll have to do one from here. But yeah. Anyway.
Fair enough. Huh?
Anyway, welcome. You listen to the Wayne Show. Wayne's World, you could say. No, copyright. I'll have to renege on that one. But, funnily enough, talking about Wayne, this is one that he sent in to us a few weeks ago that we couldn't squeeze into the Tramline special, but they did play Tramlines. This is Bleach 9-3.
This is called Underrated.
Yeah, it's a bit grungy, this one, but
yeah.
I think you'll like it.
Perfect power and perfect myself to blame.
Underrated by Bleach 93. Not necessarily one that you'd want to get you motivated for during a run, which is what I've been listening to them on, but I enjoyed that one. Very grungy. You can tell, like, you know, a lot of inspiration perhaps by the likes of Nirvana, those types of people. Fontaines, yeah. Maybe. But yeah, from Rubber Dub Dub.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have had that down.
In Ireland. Yeah, I'm not going to do the voice. That's awful.
Neither will I.
Do you remember when you told me you'd been to the Guinness factory and you said somebody offered you a pint of Guinness and you did what I can only describe as an American accent?
A Texan accent.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Yeah. It was funny. Anyway, that was Bleach 93, underrated, and their debut single Ceiling was released in 2025, followed up by their self-titled debut EP, so been going a bit. But yeah, they've got quite a lot on as well. Autumn Winter Tour starts on November the 27th, doing dates in Cardiff, Southampton, Nottingham, London, Bristol, Manchester, Liverpool, and then lastly Sheffield at the Foundry.
If you don't mind me asking, what stage did they play at the Tremolos?
I can tell you, because I've got it here.
Okay.
I've got it in my book here. Oh, no, I won't have, because we didn't have them on that show, did we? I don't know.
I thought you'd seen them.
It might be... No, I didn't. I think they were on the Sunday, and I was a bit hungover, and I didn't go in until a bit later on the Sunday.
To be fair, you were worse for wear on the Sunday, definitely.
I didn't even have a drink in the festival, which is a bit crazy, isn't it?
I soldiered on.
Yeah, well, you're different to me. Bleach 93, they played the Leadmill stage on the Sunday at 3:30. I didn't get in until about 5:00.
FEMA were fantastic at the
FEMA were
stage.
Very good.
Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. Well, we knew they would be, and they finished with One Last Dance, which we played, and they absolutely... Got the place raving.
It was fantastic. I just got enough into the crowd, and then the mosh pit all opened up, and as it does, then the other people just running around in circles like maniacs. But I was right on the outer side. I didn't fancy running around, to be honest. I've got beer in my belly, but it was good to see. I've got some good photos.
The Leadmill stage was good, you know, because from the outside it looked like it was full. So you were kind of going, oh, I'm not going to get in.
Yeah.
But if you managed to weave your way through the people that were stood on the outside, you could get round the outers and then get pretty close to the front.
Yeah.
It was quite good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was going in with Carl and Charlotte, working his way in. And they were like, I just bought 3 pints for us three, walking in, and I'd only done like 10 steps, and I turned around and they'd both gone. And I'm like, oh, fantastic. Mm. That was a waste of money. But then I just soldiered on and watched him on my own. But yeah.
Fair dues.
It was worthwhile, fantastic. But they're up there with the top three: Wolf Alice, NASA Parks, FEMA. Mm. There you go. That's three.
Well, we'll have more Guess the Dog after this next song. The clue so far, I still don't know. Developed in
not developed. Oh yeah,
you put developed. That can't be right.
That bred. Yeah, it meant bred.
Created in Scotland to hunt game from water. Was the first clue, and it's one of the UK's most popular breeds because it's intelligent and easy to train.
I bet there's thousands of people listening to this screaming out at the radio or the smart speaker or the Alexa.
Well, listeners from Scotland might have got it, but I don't think the second clue's much to go. Anyway, we'll come back to that after this. Talk to me about Split Dogs.
Well, I've been listening to, I've been enjoying a lot of YouTube music, and I just have it on all day, every day, pretty much. And it's been fantastic for finding new bands. Occasionally quite often you get ones that aren't great, but you really do get, that's where I found
the gnomes
from as well. Yeah, there's several.
Well, yeah, so, I didn't think you'd been over to Australia very much in the last...
Knowledge isn't fantastic, but I do recognise a good song when I hear one, and this is one of those, what I'd categorise as a good song, so that's why I put it forward. This is called Rock and Roll Business.
Smile like you mean it, kid. Take a big toke, hold up the coat, do as you're told. Take it on the chin, do as I bid it, you can hit the bricks. Another hit, another miss. You shoot your shot, it's just a rock and roll business. Play with it and the devil takes his split. Just a rock and roll business. Money makes the world.
trade capital gain. Blind to the goal, set for your soul, to the break as you go.
What a belter. What a belter.
I might open a window. It's getting warm in here. All this this quality rock.
Not many. Split Dogs, yeah, that was Rock and Roll Business. Oh, what a great piano riff. You could see him doing that on Jules, and Jules just, you know, pianoing away.
I could imagine being at a high-end arcade machine, not complex, driving a Formula One car to that.
Really fast.
Easy for me to say. That just came to me. But yeah, I could have, something like that anyway.
Good analogy.
Yeah,
good analogy.
Thank you.
Yeah. High Octane, it says here. I think that's fair.
That summarises it better than what I just did.
Yeah, so they're from Bristol. They were formed during the lockdown, actually. So, yeah. Still going strong. And their self-titled debut album was released in 2023. And the second LP, Here to Destroy, is out now as well. A few gigs. They're playing Liverpool, Rough Trade Liverpool, 27th of September, and then Haarlem in Netherlands. They're doing that on October the 30th, supporting Danko Jones, and then a jaunt over to Paris, backstage by the Mill on November the 21st.
That's the life, isn't it?
It's not bad.
Swanning all over the universe.
It's not bad,
mainly
is it?
On Earth, but yeah, it's it's good to just mooch around in it and doing what you love.
Yeah. But yeah, that was one of your picks alongside the Gnomes. Yard Act, Fever Dream Kills, and the Gnomes still to come. I think I need another clue.
Yeah, we've done 50% of them, so let's move on to the 75th percent. That's clue number three.
I'm with you. I don't think that's how it works. But anyway, whatever. Clue three.
Anyway, right, clue three. Yeah. This the dog that we're trying to guess, in case you've not tuned in until now, then you'd be wondering what on earth we're on about.
If you're still listening.
It might not last. I don't know. It probably won't last. Clue three. It has a water-resistant double coat and loves swimming.
Well, you give me two things about water. That doesn't help, does it?
The breed was originally developed in Scotland to retrieve game from water. It's one of the UK's most popular family dogs because it's intelligent and easy to train. And it has a water-resistant double coat and loves swimming. Clue four is the one where you should be able to just hone in and get it correct.
A water-resistant coat? Is that like one of them cats we know fur? A sphinx cat? A sphinx dog? No.
If that's your clue, guess, then... But I'm sure people at home will be getting this. Anyway.
Excellent. Very helpful.
Clue four is going to give it away, I imagine.
Okay, let's see. Right, shall we have a bit of Yard Act?
Yes, I used to love these. I still do, but I mean, I've loved these for a long time. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, these guys are from Leeds, and this is the new one, New Beginnings.
Society has not been kind to my efforts. The celebration peaked quick, then the jackals descended. I amended the dates and the names on the record, but the guilty parties were all still offended. Now a bad wind beckons, I was due a reckoning. Hurt yourself for sin, resist the edge to grin. Spend your winnings on new beginnings, but breathe deep and take it in. Lowbrow TV to help me sleep for my
suggested remains open-ended. Now a fab wind beckons ours to a reckoning. Purge yourself of sin, resist the earth's degree. Spend your winnings on new beginnings. Repeat the taking. Purge yourself of sin, resist the earth's degree. Spend your winnings on new beginnings. Breathe deep and take it in. You've got to get yourself a new whip. Pack your bags and take a trip. The only nap we'll ever need, led by the magnet in your lips.
Purge yourself of sin, resist the urge to grin. Spend your winnings on new beginnings. Breathe deep and take
one,
in.
One, two, three.
New beginnings from Yard Act. Yeah, I like that one. Very good. Nice and chilled.
I imagine they'll be doing some festivals, which I'm sure you'll tell us about if they are. But if not, I apologise.
Well, they are. Yes, they've got quite a lot coming up in the UK and in North America. So it's a bit of a far cry from Tramline's Leadmill stage. But yeah, they're doing quite a few in California, then they're going to Oregon. I don't know how you say it.
It's definitely Oregon.
Oregon.
Yeah.
All right. Washington, then they're heading into Canada.
Canada. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've got that from you saying stuff slightly wrong. Then they're doing Europe from October. I'm not going to do all these because the list is huge.
Yeah.
But then they come back to the UK and Ireland in November. A couple of dates in Leeds, then they're going up to Newcastle, Glasgow. Sheffield on November the 12th. At the Octagon Centre.
Oh, okay, yeah. I think I already knew that.
Yeah. Manchester, Wolverhampton, Leicester, Nottingham, Cambridge, Oxford, Bristol, Plymouth, Southampton, and then finishing on November the 26th in London at the O2 Brixton.
It's a bit of fun mispronouncing words correctly, but sometimes I do it that much, I sometimes forget what the actual pronunciation is. You know,
the correct
sometimes.
Pronunciation, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's one of my problems.
But one of the many. One of the many. Right. Back to Guess the Dog.
Oh, wow. That could suddenly come round, doesn't it?
It has.
Now, this is going to be the one where...
Bloody better be.
Yeah. It's a film one. A film one.
Oh. Oh, all right. Well, I've got a degree in media production, so I'm bound to get this wrong.
Yeah. But you don't watch many films, though, do you?
That's the point. I'm going to get it wrong.
Oh. Fair enough.
Yeah. What did you ask me if I'd seen the other day? And I'm like, no, never seen it. Step Brothers.
Yeah, fancy not seeing Step Brothers.
It just looked rubbish.
It's not. It's one of the best films. It's definitely the funniest film of all time.
No.
It is.
Can't be.
Well, you give me a better funnier film than that.
I'll think about it.
Well, I want them to know now.
I can't. I'm not prepared.
Do you like Planes, Trains and Automobiles?
I've never seen that either.
Oh, you... Oh, no. You. Get the beep machine. Where's the beep? Yeah. Anyway,
it's 30 years since they filmed The Full Monty in Sheffield this year.
That's a decent film. It's a decent film. Yeah. But it's not one of the funniest. No. Anyway, clue four. This breed starred as Shadow in the 1993 film Homeward Bound.
Shadow.
Do you know Homeward Bound?
I do, I've never seen it.
Oh, for Christ almighty.
Oh, God.
Oh, well, if you've not seen it, I thought everyone had seen Homeward Bound.
No.
It's where the family...
It's got loads of dogs in it.
They've got a cat and a... Oh, is it two cats? It's a cat and two dogs, I think. And they move to the other side of America. Then what? The one of them breaks out, then they all follow each other to try and walk back home to what they know. And their old shadow they don't think is going to make... And anyway, I'll not spoil it. It's a fantastic film.
Excellent.
I can't believe it's 1993. That's mental, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I was three in 1993.
3 years old.
So, yeah.
Well, I know.
Excellent. Right. Well, I'm sure everyone else at home's got it.
We don't do the answer just yet, do we?
No.
Okay.
But we will do Fever Dream Kills. So we've mentioned before 3 or 4 dozen times that we went to see these at Staley Fest. And they played RGM at the Fringe at Frog and Parrot.
Was that the...
That was the Friday.
Friday,
so
yeah.
We couldn't go because we were in the main bit.
Yeah.
We did, yeah. But this is their new one, Leave Me While Asleep.
Teach me how to love. I'll teach you how to grow. Just don't lie to me, cause I'll know. Call me by your name. I just cut the train. Leave me while I sleep.
The new one from Fever Dream Kills, Leave Me While I Sleep. Quite haunting, that, wasn't it, almost?
Haunting, yeah. Mm. Where's Derek Okora when you need him? He's dead, isn't he? But yeah, I mean, apart from...
Yes.
He is, but he might be able to connect to us somehow. But yeah, it's got a bit of a old fashioned Bond feel theme tune to that. I think it sounds a bit. You know what I mean? A bit like an Adele song or something. What did she did? She did in a Bond one, didn't she, Adele?
Yeah, she did. One. Skyfall.
Oh, of course. Yeah, it's got that type of flavour to it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they've got. I mean, that'll factor in really well with their kind of Halloweeny shows that they've got coming up, because it's kind of.
Oh, is that why you said haunted?
Well, I just thought it was. Oh, I thought okay. It'd fit in really well. But yeah, they're playing the Imperial on Halloween, and then they're playing the Royal Hotel on November the 1st, and then Lending Room in Leeds on November the 14th. But yeah, we really like them, don't we?
She's got a fantastic voice, one of the best voices in the business, apart from our two voices on this radio thing.
That's right.
Stroke Podcast.
That's right. Yeah.
Excuse me.
And if you're not already following us, you probably should be. So search the Sunday Sounds Podcast on socials and follow us wherever you stream your music and or podcasts. We're on them all.
What socials are we on?
Well, we're on the Facebooks, as Faith calls it. We've got Twitter, or X, as it's now known.
I don't think I'll ever call it X.
No, me neither. And we've got Instagram, but we don't really post pictures on there because it's radio.
Mm.
Fair enough, really.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, we're on YouTube, we're on Spotify, we're on Apple Music, we're on... Well, you probably know this because you listen
to us. Well, I do. I'm just trying to, not, to yeah, to, trying to get you to see it.
But DJ Ski, who follows us next on Sheffield Live, he always starts the show with, if you're listening to us, you've either got us on Sheffield Live 93.2, you've got us on the DAB. It's like, well, if the people are listening to that, they already know, don't they? So you kind of... Yeah. I think he does it while he's getting his platinum plates ready, you know? I think that's what he does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mate. Well, we'll be in soon, so yeah. Anyway, if you want to stay for some reggae and you're listening on live radio, you can listen to Platinum Plates after this.
Yes, I can smell the expensive cologne coming up the stairs as we speak.
He always smells
That's
nice.
That's not offensive.
He always smells nice, yeah. Right, let's finish off Guess the Dog.
Oh, just saying it sounds funny. Yeah, anyway, there's more of this to come. No, maybe not more of this, anyway. Mm. Yeah, so have you got any... I'll just go through the clues quick.
Yeah, go on, then.
Guess the dog. This breed was originally developed in Scotland to retrieve game from water. Clue two, it's one of the UK's most popular family dogs because it's intelligent and easy to train. I can't help it. It has a water-resistant double coat and loves swimming. And clue four, the final one, this breed starred as Shadow in the 1993 film Homeward Bound.
Yeah. The only thing that I can't get out, I've never seen Homeward Bound or Bound. but I can't think of a dog that's got a resistant coat. I just can't think of one. So I'm going to have to go for something like a Cocker Spaniel.
Cocker Spaniel.
I don't know.
No.
I can't believe I got it wrong.
You'll kick yourself because in clue one, in Scotland, to retrieve game from water was a big clue.
Oh, a golden retriever.
There we go.
They haven't got a resistant coat. They're always getting wet.
Well, I know. It stops the water. I think most dogs have it, actually. It stops the water getting through to their inner skin, or whatever you call it, under the fluff, under all the feathers.
Well, the coat is the fur, isn't it?
No.
I thought the coat was the fur.
The water-resistant coat, like the feathers, or whatever they are, it stops the water getting through to their body.
Bloody hell.
So anyway, golden retriever. I'm sure 90% of the people at home would have already got that.
What a
it's only because you hate dogs.
Stupid game. I don't hate dogs.
You do hate dogs. I've been looking at you. Hey, I've got a new microwave. Oh, anyway, it doesn't matter. I just saw a picture of it.
It looks lovely. It looks lovely. Right, tell me more while we play The Gnomes. This is magic, man.
Nasty man, they go like I'm one who makes them right. And no one knows where he's going.
Magic Man by The Gnomes, and I mean, I don't know what I'm more excited about, the fact that we've played that on the show or your new microwave, because it does look marvellous, I have to say. The pure excitement was that's proper adult life, that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's because I moved one of my photos across and I saw it because I sent it.
What happened to the old one?
Well, it packed up.
Oh.
It packed up. Checked the warranty. I got 7 days before the warranty ended after the 2 years. Sent it back, full refund immediately.
You're a lucky git. Most times,
well,
that happens,
I know.
You've missed it by a week.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, I meant to tell you, I bought that...
Just before we move on, it's a Hamilton Beach microwave. Have you ever heard one of them?
Sounds like an American porn star.
Well, it is. Well, you know, it's not. It does, though. Doesn't
I mean, I wouldn't know. But...
Well, I mean, I've not put my... No, I'm not going to... I'm going to make a joke about that, but I'm not going to because it's rude.
Good.
That meat going into the microwave.
Yeah,
but anyway, yeah.
Got it.
But it's the leading brand in America.
For Hamilton Beach.
Hamilton Beach. So it's got a 2 year warranty, an extra large microwave plate, so you can put a dinner plate in dead eat. Anyway, sorry, what were you going to say?
Are you on commission? We should probably talk about the Gnomes. They're a four piece from Melbourne.
Great sound, them, aren't they? Yeah. Aren't they a great sound?
They had a bit of a Beatles vibe at the beginning, I thought, on the. You know, the opening riff. But yeah, I really like those. Yeah.
Yes, it was one of them. I might have been sawing some timber on the other side of the room when it came on.
You galloped over.
Yeah, galloped across. Press like. Yeah, who are these? Let's have a look.
Yeah.
But yeah, great. Let's hope they come over to the UK at some point.
That's the last song of the show, sadly.
Blimey, doesn't it go quick?
It does go quick, yeah. I can't believe you're going on holiday again, by the way. You've only just come back from Malta.
Well, this is an England one, a UK one.
So it don't count?
No. Right. It is a week, but family one, different.
Lovely.
It'll be a lovely.
Well, you enjoy that.
Thank you.
Have a bloody lovely time. We'll be back next week with more fantastic songs. We've seen the lineup for next week, and it is a belter.
I can attest to that.
Mm. Well, you have a good holiday, Scott. I hope you enjoy the rest of the week, whatever you're doing. But for now, all the very best. Hello again, thank you for joining another edition of Sunday Sounds with me, Luke.
And myself here, Scott Brady, over here.
How are you doing?
We don't normally use the second names, do we?
Sometimes,
Maybe we could beep that out.
You could make it up.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's what I did, I made it up, it's not really me.
There you go.
Or them.
You'd never know. Do you remember when you made up your middle name? You told me your middle name was Sydney.
Yeah, Carl still believed that.
Maybe it's true then.
I don't know why.
Anyway, thanks for joining us. This is the soundtrack to your life, as you said. That wasn't a Spice Girls thing, was it?
That's Spice Up
Your
Life.
Oh, Spice Up Your Life, right.
Oh, Mama. No, that is Spice Up Your Life, yeah.
Anyway, how are you feeling after Tramlines? Are you all recovered?
Yes. I hit it quite hard as well. Went out Thursday night, Frog and Parrot.
Oh, God, yeah.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, just hard, foot to the floor.
I don't know how you did 4 days. I didn't come to the Frog and Parrot gigs. I've been away in London and got back and I was knackered. But yeah, it was a good weekend, good weather.
Absolutely.
Held up, didn't it?
Yeah. You could sit on the grass.
Yeah. Well, in fact, I was around the park earlier. They just about taken all the stages and the fences down, so the park is back to normal pretty much.
That's how it should be as well.
Yeah. Do you know, it's amazing though, because a few years ago you couldn't walk around the park, or you couldn't walk on the grass anyway for about 6 months, whereas now it's dry as a bone. Mm. It'd have to rain for a full week solid to be anything like it was that last year when it was flooded. Yeah.
So I wonder what it'd be like if it snows.
In July?
Well,
not much chance of that, is there?
Well, you never know. Mm. Well, I do know, really. It won't do, will it? But yeah,